Hey, let's talk food.
I'm starving.
I'm starving too, and we've got an interview coming up with Moody's Diner up in Maine. You know, we got so many places we got to ride to. It's not even funny, but let's take a ride on the internet up to Moody's Diner. Hi, this is Garrison from those Diner and Motorcycle Guys, and now we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, food. In 1927, it looked as though Waldoboro, Maine might be getting some automobile traffic from folks headed up north on U.S. Route 1. So it seemed like a good idea to build a couple of cabins and see if the owners could find any weary travelers looking for a clean, inexpensive place to stay the night. And now, decades and decades later, Moody's Diner has served over a million people in the motel and the diner, and it's evolved from three cabins the very, very first year with no diner to the present 18 cabins and rooms and 104-seat diner that, well, it's become a national icon. It's been featured in magazines and TV shows around the world, and here to tell us more about Moody's Diner is the owner, Dan Beck. Welcome to those Diner and Motorcycle Guys, Dan.
Well, thank you, Garrison. It's good to be on your show.
I got to tell you, I was on your website, and I was looking at a bunch of the pictures of the food, and I could have gotten a knife and fork out just looking at the website.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty appetizing, and one of the key facts of my job is quality control, so I enjoy doing the taste testing, and no one's taking that part away from me. So,
I wonder, Dan, if you give us a little more background than I did in the opening about the history of Moody's.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I am third generation Moody. My grandparents, Percy and Bertha Moody, are the founders of Moody's Diner and Motel. And back in 1927, as you correctly said, they began with a three-unit motel up here on Old Route 1 in Waldoboro, and to attract the passerbys, and that it did. The following year, they purchased a home at one end of the property, and they made what was called the tea room that would serve their guests. And about a year after that, they added a lunch wagon to try to drum up some more business. My grandfather was a perpetual entrepreneur. Well, in 1934, the state of Maine rerouted Route 1, and my grandfather, foreseeing what was going to come to pass, purchased the land that connected the motel to the present Route 1, cut a road, took that lunch wagon, moved it down to our current site right on U.S. Route 1 in Waldoboro, and Moody's Diner began, and it has been added on to, 20 to 21 times since then. Somewhere in the restaurant where the Formica countertops are and the stainless steel, that's where the original lunch cart sat. And we've been going strong ever since then. My grandparents had nine children. My mom is number eight of the nine. I was raised in Connecticut, lived in a variety of places, and I came back here in 2002 to manage the diner. But my grandfather, along with his children and many people in this community, put a lot of time and sweat and energy into making Moody's what it is. My two of my uncles, Alva Moody and Bill Jones, were very instrumental in running the diner for many, many years. My Uncle Bill he and his wife have passed away, but my Uncle Alva, who is the same age as the diner, the diner's 85 years old this year, or actually I should say last year, 2012, we're going into our 86th year, so he's in retirement, he's one of the owners. My aunt, Nancy Genthner, is in a semi-retirement, she's one of the owners as well. And she is instrumental in running the gift shop. And then that leaves myself and my cousin, Steve Moody. I do kind of the general oversight and taking care of the staff and the customers. And Steve does the ordering of the food. And he, along with one other guy, Seth, they do all the prepping of the food and making the specials. And so, we've been going since 1927. And it's come to a point where, yeah, as you said, you know, this place is known not just in New England, but, you know, across the nation and across the world. And, you know, a lot of restaurants will have pictures of celebrities up on their walls. But what we have is pictures of our patrons up on the wall. And that all began, oh, probably about 15 years ago. A guy took a picture of himself with a Moody's T-shirt on by the Great Pyramids in Egypt, sent it to us. We put it on the wall. And from that point on, we've had customers buying our Moody Person T-shirts that say, I'm a Moody person, or when I get hungry, I get moody. And they take their pictures anywhere and everywhere in the States and across the globe, and they send them to us. And so those pictures are now circling down the walls in the diner. And probably a few times a month, I'll get an email with a picture of a customer in a Moody T-shirt. Please put us on the wall. So, you know, that's a little bit of our history. We, you know, we are what we are because of the family and because of the, you know, I've got staff members here that have been working 30, 40 years here, just dedicated people. And it's truly a team effort. And, you know, we'll serve anywhere from 500 to 800 people a day during the winter months, and that number will go from 900 to, you know, 1,500 people a day in the summer months. And, you know, in the peak of this economy back, you know, 2003, 2005, we saw days where we were serving upwards to 1,700, 1,800 people a day. So, you know, it's a good place to be.
It truly is a success story. And in your own unassuming way, you've garnered so many awards. For instance, your blueberry muffins received a gold medal from the Culinary Hall of Fame. Gourmet magazine requested the recipe for the world famous walnut pie, and the whoopie pie was named one of the top 100 top food finds of the year in 1999. And in your own way, Moody's Diner is getting all these accolades about the food. But underneath all that, you've got the formula for what a diner truly is, down to a success formula that simply says, give me good food at reasonable prices, pleasant service, and I'll come back time and time again.
Yeah, you know, we try. I won't say Moody's Diner is, as probably any place in America, we're not without our critics at time. You know, we are human, we make mistakes, but we truly try to give a quality product at a reasonable price with great service. Our mission statement here in-house among our staff is quality food, quality service, every customer, every meal. And that's what we shoot for. And, you know, we don't do a lot of intentional advertising. You know, our philosophy has always been, if we put out a good product at a good price and serve in a quality way, that's the best advertising we can do. You know, fortunately, as I mentioned before, my grandfather was a perpetual entrepreneur and a smart man. And he did a great job at creating a successful business. And, you know, and my uncles did a wonderful job at maintaining this business. And so I'm trying to keep it going. But, you know, it's a team effort. And, you know, I just have to give the applause to them. Give thanks to God, blessed us so much, and the staff, you know, just great people that put out quality food and quality service. So,
it truly sounds like extended family.
Yeah, we've got about, you know, depending on time of year, we've got anywhere from 65, that's about what we have on staff right now, upwards to about 85 people. And of that number, about 20 of those are Moody related. And, you know, I'm third generation, my kids are here, fourth generation, and there's even a few fifth generation that are here. So there are those that are all truly Moody related. But as I said, there are those here that have been here for, you know, 30, 35 years, and they may not be blood related, but they're related. You know, it's a family. It's a family doing, and it takes a family to keep this place going.
Well, it's a very special place, and no doubt that's part of the secret to what the definition at Moody's is of success. Now, it was Alva Moody, was it not, who came up with the idea of an upside-down roasted turkey?
Yeah, I think that's how the how the story goes. Things always get exaggerated, so it would have been great if Alva was sitting here too. He could add something to that. I will say though that we do not roast our turkeys upside down. I will say though that there was a time when I was first married and my wife and I, when we weren't here, we tried doing that and putting water in the pan, and we put a bit too much water and had a very difficult time getting it out of the oven. So, yeah, no, Alva is still, like I said, he's going to be 86 this year, and he's still here, and he putters around, does different things. He and his wife were here over Thanksgiving making all of our mincemeat, and that might be a lead into our pies. You know, that's probably one of the things that we are really known for is our pastries here. And, you know, our pies are all made in-house. All of our pastries are made in-house and from the crust on up. So, yeah, he and his wife, Georgetta, were here over Thanksgiving canning and making mincemeat, and we just about used all that up.
You've got, what, 11 varieties of pies?
That sounds about right. Yeah, there's quite a few. Some of those are seasonal, but, you know, a few years ago we did we began about 8 years ago doing a four-day run in February called Founders Week, where we really just reduce our prices way down, and it's just 4 days of saying thank you to all of our local regulars. And our customer count, weather permitting, will go from, you know, 400 to 500 people a day to 700 or 800 people a day. And during one of those Founders Weeks, we did a vote on your favorite pie at Moody's. And the hands-down winner was chocolate cream pie. And then right after that, it was lemon meringue and walnut and forberry.
You serve pies at any time, and part of the joy of having pie at Moody's is not only how delicious they are, but you've nailed down a great cup of coffee to go along with it.
Oh, yeah. We serve New England Coffee, their breakfast blend, and we've been with that company for probably about six, seven years, I'm going to say. And, they serve up a great cup of coffee. And so a cup of coffee and a piece of pie at Moody's doesn't get much better. So.
And you serve breakfast all the time, which appeals to me.
We do. We open up at 5 a.m. We close at 9 p.m. And we're open till 10 on Fridays and Saturdays. And, breakfast is one of those meals you can enjoy that any time of day. So, we've got a great breakfast menu. But one of my favorites, while pie and coffee is a great thing, you know, all of our donuts are homemade. And, you know, I know we live in a health-conscious society, but there's nothing healthy about our donuts. They're cooked in pure lard, and as well as our pie crust is made with all lard. But that's why it tastes so good. So one of the favorite things for me, often I come in about 5:30 in the morning and do some office work when it's quiet. But I'll grab some donut holes and a cup of coffee. You know, what can I say? It makes my lips smack as I think about it. So I look forward to coming down and getting my coffee. And, you know, I suppose I lie to myself that there's no calorie or carbs in donut holes. But and maybe that's true if I eat one, but I usually eat about five or six. So
there are so many diners, many of them classics, who have abandoned dinner and they're just serving now breakfast and lunch. And it's so wonderful that you are doing all three meals and you have the hours that you do. That's just terrific to see.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've tried to maintain that. You know, there are certain meals of the day that are more profitable than others. You know, we've really tried to maintain our hours over the years because people have grown to depend on Moody's being open. And you know, I will say we have trimmed them down. There used to be a lot more customers here at 10 o'clock at night than there are nowadays, but times change. But, yeah, we're open for all three meals. We're open early. We try to stay open, at least in Waldoboro. There's not a whole lot that happens after 8 o'clock at night unless there's a ball game in town. So, you know, we're open till 9, and, you know, it's a place where people can come any time of day, sit down, grab a cup of coffee, a piece of pie, a donut, you know, a nice half-pound cheeseburger, fried foods. You know, all of our specials are homemade, macaroni and cheese on Monday and lasagna on Tuesday and turkey pot pie on Wednesday and New England boiled dinner on Thursday and baked haddock on Friday and smothered beef on Saturday and nice roast turkey or roast pork on Sunday. So there's always something every time of day.
I wonder, Dan, if you would give listeners the address and also where they can find you on the internet.
Yeah, our website is just moodysdiner.com, all lowercase, no apostrophe or spaces. Physical address, especially for people with GPSs, we're 1885 Atlantic Highway, Waldoboro, Maine. That's Waldoboro, 04572. Yeah, come check us out on the web. We'd love to have new visitors here. You know, one of our slogans here is at Moody's Diner, it's like coming home. And we truly try to make it a place with a real home feel to it. We want people to keep coming back.
Dan, I look forward to coming up with Ralph. We'll get on the bikes this spring and motorcycle up there to pay you a visit.
You do that. Just north on Route 1, you'll find Moody's. You'll see the big neon sign glowing on the top of the building.
Dan, thanks so much for taking time this evening to talk with us.
Well, thank you, Garrison. It was good to spend this time with you.